So, James, another big weekend, the 12th All-Ireland title for Donegal. Huge success again. And looking at the competition, looking at Wexford yesterday, going by the score, Donegal were by far the dominant of the two sides, and it turned out to be a comfortable one in the end for you.
Yeah, the final was actually the most comfortable game of the whole weekend we had. We had a very tight games all the way through to the final, especially the semi-final against Cork, where the standard in which was really exceptional. As anybody who watched some of the live links would have to only be impressed with their standard.
The group stages and then the knockout stages, you had a lot of games to play before you got as far as that decider.
Yeah, well, the group stages were in a group of three because from the previous season, the top eight were seeded, so we missed the bigger teams until the group stages. So in the first group stage, Wicklow, we were actually defeated 7-6, but we were 6-1 down at the stage. So a very good comeback to the team. And then it was Cavan in the second game, which with a 10-3 victory put us through to the last 16 comfortably for the Sunday.
Yeah. And listen, it's a 12th title for Donegal, so it is. It's a competition that you like to win. What was special about this group this year?
Well, it's the 12th that we've won. It's the 12th we've won now in the last 8 years on it. But we haven't. The last one was in 2014. A lot of players changed, like there's a big changes in the team over the years, and well, we've been knocking on the door since 2014, a couple of semis in a final, just by the last game or two. Like, so we've always been knocking on the door, we're never far away, and everything just clicked this weekend, and some of the players put on exceptional performances.
Yeah. Were you favourites going into the competition, or how were you rated ahead of the tournament in Ennis?
Well, I'd say probably with the second favourite behind me, who won the last two years. They were a very big team, Cork as well, but we'd definitely be among the top three, I would say, favourites. Like, the standards get so close in our counties, under counties over the last few years, that there's no real favourites as much now, because Dublin were one of the top-ranked teams, and they didn't even make it through the Sunday. They were knocked out in groups, and they're what they call the Shield, which is for teams that were knocked out, and they didn't even win that, so that shows you how tight it was. Like, and the same with the holders meet, they were knocked out in the last 16.
Yeah. Listen, there's a great mix in the squad that you have between youth and boys that have been around the block for a while, James.
Yeah, well, like, to show you the difference in the age groups, like, with two father and sons on the team. So we have Jordan Boyce and his father Paddy Boyce, and Joe Flood and his father John Flood. So they're definitely a good age group and a good spread over throughout the whole county.
And now you have to defend this crown. You are the All-Ireland champions. You're going to start next season and there'll be a mark in the back of you, boys, so they will.
Oh, no doubt about it. We'll definitely be back. Like I say, we're there every year. They're about like the final or semi-final. I don't remember when we were outside the semi-final last. You know, so a really good team. Really good team, really good players.
Yeah.
The county's blessed with having great players of the month.
Yeah, just finally, it's going to give the sport of darts another maybe wee injection and a wee boost now ahead of the rest of the year, so it is for players who are involved in the county. Not just part of the actual county teams as such, but the sport will get a wee bit of a lift, so it will often.
Oh, it does, surely. It'll give a boost surely, and give the players that are looking to give the county more emphasis to push on, like, you know, and the young players like Jordan going over regularly, the tournaments in England and different key schools and that thing, like players going there. So it definitely boosts the darts, like, and the more you're in the headlines, the better, like, for any sport.